Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Moxie Mondays. I am your host, the Moxie Maven, Jennifer Kettlewell, coming to you live from the still very cold Grand Junction, Colorado. Last week, I ran the radio show from my car using my cell phone and a heater running full blast, so I must apologize that it isn't the usual quiet sound. I'm back to normal setup now, so here we go. If you believe in that three isn't a... If you believe that three is a charm, then you are in luck today, as this is the third binary day of the year. Okay, maybe that was a little too tech geek of me, but every once in a while it just slips out and I can't help it. With such an auspicious day, I needed to make it a very auspicious topic, so today we are going to be talking about getting past go. The first of the year brings a lot of excitement for change and enthusiasm for new beginnings. Somewhere around the 10th or 11th, that enthusiasm is fading and the habits of the old start to creep back in. In one moment, you may have thought what a great idea it would be to add another social media site or ramp up your networking online. Maybe you just had the thought of getting started in social media. Now that the month is settling in, the phone is starting to ring, the emails are cluttering your inbox, and the postman is bringing much more than holiday well wishes and packages of sweet, yummy things. So how do you take that past holiday trauma, the impending deadlines that seem to fly right in your face from nowhere, and keep that same level of enthusiasm and commitment that you felt leading up to the first of the year? Okay, and maybe even the first week of the new year. Well, it would be great if I could tell you to go down to your local health food store, and in aisle 11 there was this little pill that you need to pick up, and once you ingest that twice a day, then you'll keep that feeling alive. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. It is very easy to set unrealistic goals for ourselves when there is a celebratory mood. It doesn't even need to have any bubbly to make that happen. So now is the time to really evaluate the resolutions that you made and decide how they really fit into your life. Are you going to be able to take on as much as you thought right away, or do you need to do things in stages? Time to take those resolutions and turn them into goals with milestones. Give your resolutions action items and integrate them into your daily routine. It will take you about 3 weeks worth of working on that resolution daily before it becomes what I would call a level one habit. A level one habit is just that, it's new. You've worked on it long enough that it becomes a part of your day. You would miss it if it were gone, but what makes it level one is that it can be gone for a short time and you will no longer miss it. See, the longer you have a habit, the longer it can be gone before it is completely gone. The best that I can equate this to is exercise. If you decided that this year you were going to exercise more. So for 3 weeks you hit the gym, you endure the pain and the discomfort of the muscles that had forgotten what they were supposed to do, and most importantly, you have time carved out of your schedule to make it happen. Let's say that you keep this up for another 3 weeks, and it really does seem to become something you look forward to. You are no longer in so much discomfort, you miss it when it doesn't happen, and you have really changed your life around making exercise an integral part of your day. Suppose that you fall and break a leg while skiing. You would really miss your exercise at first. Then by the time the cast came off, it would almost feel like you had to start over. Maybe it is much harder to get the exercise routine back into your schedule. Maybe the pain starts all over again and the muscles ache. And, well, it's just a little bit harder to do. Now take that same example, but have a person that has made exercise a key part of their life for 10 years. Put them in a cast for a few weeks, and they are itching not only under the cast, but to get the darn thing off in order to get back out there. Maybe even pushing the limits of proper cast behavior in order to get moving a little more. They are pumped. When the cast comes off and no sooner does the cast hit the floor, that they're ready for their next adventure. It really has to do with the longevity of that task that you've set. So even if you do make it for the three-week mark, the little setbacks can really still derail you. This is not all doom and gloom, and a message of why even getting started if this is all that I have to look forward to? Well, quite the contrary. This is a message about understanding your own behavior in a goal setting and how to make your chances of success really match the level of enthusiasm you felt on that magic time between last year and this year. That is why you need to really look at how those resolutions will fit into your schedule now, before you lose all hope of remembering why on earth you would even commit to such silly things in the first place. Remember, denial is an easy way to brush off your resolutions when they don't quite work out the way you thought they should. Now let's wrap this all around your social media goals. Let me take an example. I'm going to start using Twitter this year. Great resolution, right? Now, this seems like a benign resolution that really should just happen. Not going to happen, and here's why. If you make that kind of a resolution to use a new tool, for example, you then need to make the decision to use it. Aren't they one and the same? Nah. The resolution is a statement that you will use Twitter. The decision is when you make it hit your calendar. Yeah, that whole time thing. When you're going to sign up for Twitter, when are you going to block out time to learn about the platform? What are you going to do to make Twitter useful in your business? Does it tie into your 2010 objectives and where? How are you going to measure input versus what you get in return or your ROI? There are actually several things that make the transition from statement to decision. So in order to make things happen that you have made statements about, or resolutions, now is the time to make the decisions and get them on your calendar. Call it the housekeeping of the New Year's resolutions. With social media goals, there are a few things that really need to be on your calendar in order to make them happen and to get to that end goal. The first thing, the evaluation of the tool with your current business objectives. Does the tool serve as good tactics to reach the end goal? This evaluation should actually take you some time, and you want to make sure that you understand the tool enough to understand how it will impact your business or what possibilities that it might bring. So this does include doing some research, maybe a couple phone calls to people that you know that are already using the tool, or maybe even attending a class. But that is all stuff that needs to make it on your calendar, including that research time. It doesn't just happen. The second thing, time to set up an account and profile. In order to do this effectively, you would be wise to schedule at least an hour for this. It really does only take about 60 seconds to set an account up, but to really set it up, you will want to have a picture uploaded, your bio information all filled out, all your links, you know, the works, not to mention a little bit of time to kick the tires and see if this vehicle is really worth taking a spin in. And of course, the third thing, an evaluation period, where this is the time where you'll be giving that vehicle a real fair shot. Just hopping in and taking it around the block for, you know, 5 minutes and jumping out and saying, well, it's just not for me. It's not really a fair shot. You need to dig in and find relevance. Often I find the people jump into a new social media arena only to leave before they have found out how it could be relevant for their business. Twitter really is a good example of a social media tool that, for all intents and purposes, can appear to have no value to business owners. When you hear someone say that they won't try social media because it's all about people talking about what they had for breakfast, then you have found someone that has not made the social media tools that they are using relevant. So this step is probably the most important thing that you need to do, is defining and finding that relevancy. And honestly, this is probably the one that's going to take you the longest amount of time. And by an evaluation period, I don't mean just saying kick it around for 30 days. You really need to have some time, 3 months at minimum. Some people might even set this up for 6 months. This period of time where you're learning the tool, you're learning how to use it, and you're learning how to make it relevant in your business. And the fourth thing, expectations and objectives. What exactly do you expect the tool to do for you? And how will you know if you've reached success? You know, this one right here is probably a tough one because you really don't know the tool well enough to think about what kind of expectations you should have or what objectives you should set. And again, this comes into research, checking out online and seeing what people have to say. Because any social media tool, it's more about the relationship building. And so really what you're trying to do is make sure that you have enough time to get that relationship started and enough energy devoted to it in order to have that evaluation period work for you. So the expectations that you have could be a little skewed. They could be a little off. And the objectives that you're trying to reach, you might find out, not really. Or, wow, I set my objectives very low considering what the power is behind this tool. So this is something where I say it really does need to shift and change based on what you're doing. As you are evaluating this tool, make sure that you give it enough time to shift those expectations and those objectives to really, really get an idea of what it can do for you. And the fifth thing, what deadlines do you want? Do you want to be looking at a complete year that will culminate in a large gain that can be broken down into several smaller milestones? Or is it something that you need to reach a certain level of aptitude before you can determine the goals for the remainder of the year? So see, 4 and 5 are really tied together. All in all, these 5 factors will help you be well on your way of transforming any of those yearly social media resolutions into decisions that will be taken care of. This keeps you from doing something just for the sake of doing it, or simply because everyone else is doing it, as well as making sure that you don't have to make the same resolution next year because an entire year went by and it didn't even make the radar past January. If you're looking to use social media for marketing, networking, recruiting, or the several other reasons you would look at putting social media into your business sphere, then you need to make sure that you really do it. In the end, you can't expect different results if you continue to just put social media on your to-do list. If that to-do list never gets worked through, you might as well write it down, crumple up the paper, and throw it in the trash. At least then you would have that pang of guilt and remorse that would really get you to examine if social media is right for you and your business. And yes, it takes time and planning, and it needs to be on your calendar. Make sure that this time, the real time, that you want to make sure that this year you're going to make a real difference in turning your resolutions for social media into goals and action items, nailing them down, or just simply throw it all away. Make your choice before you're wondering where your year went. Next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about podcasting. Is it really the right social media application for you? I might be preaching to the choir, but some people take on the commitment of podcasting only to realize that it isn't the right thing for their business style. Before you pick up the microphone or the telephone, I want to share with you some of the challenges you may face, as well as some of the success you may experience. What does it take to prepare for a 15-minute show on the air? What type of things are you looking at needing to buy? Is this one of those things that you start out small and it just sucks the money out of your wallet and ends up being a very expensive habit requiring purchases that you would rather try to hide from your spouse? Well, all of these questions and more will be addressed in next week's show. So tune in to find out for yourself, or send someone you love that is thinking about podcasting as the next big thing on their horizon for their business. Better yet, if it's on their resolution list, make sure that they definitely listen. If it's on your resolution list, make sure you listen. This is one of those things that you block that time out, just as we were discussing, to learn more about the media. If you happen to be a podcaster, let me know what is different from what you thought it would be doing when you started podcasting. Just send a quick email to moxie@moxiemafia.com. That's moxie@moxiemafia.com. I look forward to reading your stories. Thank you for joining me, the Moxie Maven. Remember, next week will be January 18th at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/moxie-maven. Click on the little red heart to make the show your favorite. Besides the fact it makes me smile, you will be sent an email reminder of the show. Have a Moxie Monday.